Shalom lachem. Anachnu lomdim
ktavim. Hello. We are studying selected excerpts from the document about the topic of the structure of the future society. We'll continue with excerpt number 19. You're welcome to get this document from our website. And you can also send us questions on cup.tv, selected questions about the topics we studied in the lesson we asked here. Again, the structure of the future society. Continue with excerpt 19.
I just want to say one thing. The purpose of our study is connection. And according to the degree of our connection, the proper connection, we will gain the revelation of the Creator between us. And so it's very important how you ask questions, how you operate the microphones, how you turn off the speakers while you do that, so as to not disturb others, so that everyone will understand your questions and my answers. And the questions and answers don't matter so much, but rather the connection is important, the connection that we will achieve. That's the important thing. And if you're only about asking and listening and nothing else matters to you, and you're completely oblivious to the hundreds of people who are here with you, that's terrible. That's terrible. And that's what I'm seeing in your questions. You're not using the study as means to form a connection, to form a group. And so nothing will come from this study. You'll gain nothing. The study is intended to draw the reforming light, which will connect us together according to our desire to be one vessel. And I don't feel that from your attitude, from your participation. So let's please note that the main thing for us is connection, because inside of that connection we discover the Creator. And if you ask from your intellect alone, I don't even want to answer. I don't even want to answer. There's no profit to be had. It's not the intellectual, not the smart who learn. I understand that it's a problem. We need to get used to it. We need to understand what the study is about. What's what are the characteristics of the study, but how to advance. But without the correct attitude we develop towards each other every day, we will not advance. Go ahead, Owen.
So again, the topic is the building of the future society. We continue with excerpt number 19 from the writings of the last generation of Bala Sulam. Bala Sulam says, public egoism can be corrected only by religion, because education that is based on nothing can easily be ruined by any wicked person, and Germany is the evidence. If Hitler occurred in a religious Germany, he would not have done a thing.
Again.
Public egoism can be corrected only by religion.
By religion, he means faith, meaning an inclination to discover the Creator in the connection between us, and through a good connection between us. Otherwise, the good connection immediately becomes a Nazi type of connection built upon hatred to some other external factor. There needs to be love of the world here.
Because education that is based on nothing can easily be ruined by any wicked person, and Germany is the evidence. If Hitler occurred in a religious Germany, he would not have done a thing.
This means that he talked about the Russians as well with regards to the Russian Revolution, that if they were drawn to mutual bestowal and towards the whole world and the Creator, then of course they would not collapse and lose so much. Same with Russia, same with Germany. So the whole issue is that we need to achieve connection between us, and that means across all of humanity, ultimately. And in that, the Creator, the force of love and bestowal will be revealed.
Can I ask about this? Bala Sulam differentiates between religion and education.
Yes.
What's the emphasis he wants to give to education, that it's without religion not sufficient?
That's philosophy, psychology, and Bala Sulam disregards it openly.
So what is that additional component that has, let's say, education for connection between people? That's not enough?
Not enough. No. Connection between people is exactly what Nazism is.
So what needs to be added?
That there's love, not just in a group, but it is love of the world, so to as it is called. Love of the world, meaning that you relate with love to all, to everything. And that kind of love is then aimed at the Creator, because the Creator is the whole of reality. All of reality, the whole world, all the worlds, everything that exists, it's all the Creator. So when you relate to that way, this is called love of the world.
So if I were to educate for the love of the world, would it be enough?
Of course. But I don't know what you mean, though, because for you, love of the world is something limited. Israel, the light, and the Creator, that is love of the world.
Education for love is not enough?
People don't take it the way you mean it, perhaps. They don't mean it in a way that it includes everything. Again, the Creator is everything. It is the concept that includes everything. All of us, all created beings, all the worlds, it's all inside the Creator. It all resides in the force of bestowal, and we are in it as well. Just in order to recognize where we are, to discover Him, and also to discover Him as the good that does good, then He created us in the opposite form, so that from being opposite to Him, we'll discover Him as good gradually. We will want to change and discover Him as good. Yes.
The revelation of the Creator is inside the love to the created beings.
Yes, it is embodied in love of the created beings, because otherwise I have no grasp of the Creator. How can I grasp the Creator? Only on the condition that I love the created beings, nature, everything. So then, altogether, the whole of it is the Creator. I cannot reach Him. I need my emotion to be clothed in something, and that He will appear in there as a fulfillment. Otherwise, I have nothing with which to hold Him. What does a child feel? How does a child feel that his mother loves him when she gives him something sweet? For him, for the child, that means mother loves him.
So education for the created beings is enough. the love of all the created beings.
Education to love the created beings is insufficient. If you do it towards all created beings, including everything, then it is sufficient.
Yeah, love like that. Education to love all of people.
From love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That it means that after everything we do, relating to everything with love, then we come to that whole. But that whole is not something that we attain. It is Him that, like a gift, like a reward, He appears to us.
So it turns out that what we have to do, educate to, is to the love of the created, of all the created beings.
Right.
So why does Baal HaSalam write that education is not enough? We need religion.
Because education itself cannot be founded on just plain connection of love. Where will you take that love, that force of love? Where do you take it from? If you don't get it from the Creator, then you are developing egoistic love that is necessarily tied to hate. On the other side, you love someone, so you also have to hate someone else. You can't love someone without hating someone else. It doesn't exist. You understand? Only the Creator can the Creator organizes it in a way that your hatred to the Sitra Achra, the other side, also becomes a correction afterwards.
A person feels himself and the rest of the created beings. Right?
Yeah.
Now we can educate him instead of the way that nature created him, loving yourself. You need to develop such that you will love all the created beings in the world. Right?
I don't understand what you're asking, what you're trying to get at. All that I feel is self-love.
Wonderful, then we'll educate you to learn how to love others, whoever is outside of you.
There's no such thing.
What do you mean?
I can't love anyone. I only love myself. What's pleasant for me is what I love, otherwise I don't.
Clear, and upon that, education starts to work. It starts educating you on that.
Education cannot make me love someone.
Then who can arrange that?
No one. No one besides the upper light. And it gives me a new quality that is called love of others, which is above my ego.
So there's no education?
What?
There's no education?
There is education, but it's not education.
An education for what?
Towards love. It's education towards egoistic love.
No, I don't want egoistic love.
No, Oren, I can't take the whole lesson now to
okay, thank you.
To try to, you know, set it up and then we'll talk about it. Baal HaSalam writes about it. It's not... read.
Excerpt number 20 in the writings of the last generation, Baal HaSalam says, the religion of bestowal is solitary for both the body and the mind. Hence, it is necessitated and agreed upon more than any method in the world.
Right, because the religion of bestowal, meaning the quality of bestowal, if a person acquires it, it brings benefit to body and spirit. What does it mean? To the will to receive and to the will to bestow. Then a person is filled with all of the upper light, and this is what is called the religion of bestowal. That's what it brings to him. It's correction. It's correction for his whole will to receive. I don't know, we were given such excerpts here that we can't really grasp.
21. Accordingly, the law of bestowing upon others is necessary for all the people in the world, as it is beneficial both to the body and the soul according to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Well, what does it mean according to that? How is this divided, this text? I don't understand. Read excerpts that we can relate to.
22, from the writings of the last generation. Humankind will not suffice with dry decrees without accompanying them with reasonable explanations that support and strengthen these conducts, meaning a philosophical method. In that regard, there is already an entire philosophy concerning the will to bestow, which is altruistic communism, which is sufficient to contemplate for one's entire life and thus strengthen oneself through acts of bestowal.
Once again,
humankind will not suffice with dry decrees without accompanying them with reasonable explanations.
Yeah, needs some taste, flavor, otherwise he won't even remember these abstract concepts.
Reasonable explanations that support and strengthen these conducts, meaning a philosophic method. In that regard, there's already an entire philosophy concerning the will to bestow, which is the altruistic communism, which is sufficient to contemplate for one's entire life and thus strengthen oneself through acts of bestowal.
What's missing in this whole method of altruistic communism that they didn't tie themselves, first of all, to the whole world, and also to the group, and also to the Creator. These three components in a central, necessary manner, that was not there. That's why it couldn't happen. And this is what he writes here with regards to his observation, research on what they wanted to do in Russia. Okay, I don't think that the text is excerpted in a way that we can work with it. It's such excerpts that if we read everything, then somehow it becomes clear. But no, let's move on to what?
We can move to the Arvut article.
Yeah, right. We also have the article of Arvut. Go ahead. Where are we? We put it...
Yes, it's ready for us. So let's move to the next part of the lesson.